This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello there, podcast. How are ya?
Hi.
Oh, Paul's good. Went to a barbecue at my friend's house on Saturday.
I was going to say, give me some details from the weekend that you couldn't say on the show.
Well, actually, it's all pretty PG, the party. But so this is my friend Avian and her fiancé. Anthony invited us over for a barbecue. So nice. Exactly what the doctor ordered. You know, when you're like, I want to do something fun, but I don't want to go
what
out.
What did you eat?
Well, here's the
give
thing.
Give me every detail.
They had everything. They went above and beyond like the most wouldn't gorgeous be like food. Them. Yeah, exactly. But Anthony got this barbecue in his business or in his company that he works for. After you're there a certain amount of time, you got like a gift from the company or whatever. So he passed, I don't know, like the 4-year mark or the 5-year mark or whatever it was.
And they
like,
got him a barbecue.
And they had like options of stuff that they could buy. And he was like, I'll take a barbecue.
Nice.
But he never had a chance to practice with it. And it's one of those ones that's like, you know, the coal embers.
Yes.
So like it bloody takes ages for them to heat up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like the gas ones I think are better. Just at least it's on and it's cooking.
Yeah,
do you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas this was taking forever. It kept going out. So in the end, we just had to use the oven.
No way!
Yeah. But it was still delish. Had a lovely fatty burger. And I say fatty, I mean like it was just so fat with like what I've put in it. Like I filled it up with all the stuff. And Avian made little mini roasties covered in goose fat. They were sexy.
Sounds great.
Gorgeous. You know yourself, the usual trimmings like salad-y bits, which were enjoyable.
Did you have a sausage?
I actually didn't know. Jack had a sausage, bit of chicken. You'll hear on the show.
The reason I asked is because obviously I'm on this calorie deficit. So whenever we have a barbecue, which is quite a lot recently because the weather's been so good, I'm literally like, can I eat this? Am I allowed to eat this? And I'm like, oh, fuck it. And I always end up going way overboard.
You know what the saddest thing ever is? When someone's on a health buzz, and this is very coded Marty Guilfoyle, like when I was hanging out with him years ago, and he'd always he's just so good to his body. Like, but you'd be ordering a McDonald's and he gets it, but he just doesn't eat the bun.
Yeah. Really?
Mm.
Wow. Because bread
like,
is unnecessary.
You can't have a burger without the bun.
Unnecessary calories.
You need to get, yeah, exactly. Yeah, like unnecessary.
I don't think you can in McDonald's, but I think in Five Guys, you can replace the bun with big lettuce.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
But do you know what I was craving over the weekend? And this is going to sound bizarre. Yuk Sung.
Oh, I love yuk sung.
It's fucking
what
amazing.
Is it?
It's like this beef thing. It's like little tiny bits of beef.
Yeah.
And then there's like dried noodles in there, like crispy,
ooh,
really, really
nice.
Crispy yeah. dried noodles.
From the Chinese.
And you shovel it all into a thing of lettuce, just a leaf of lettuce, yeah. and you eat it like a burrito.
Gorgeous.
It's savage.
The beef, it's not dry, but it's not like, it's in like
moist.
A sauce, but it's not a saucy sauce.
Yeah.
Like it's been cooked in something.
Is
like
it like
marinade.
Hoisin or something maybe?
Yeah. So good.
It sounds
not
amazing.
Not many people would even, like you're the first person I've ever spoken to about yuk sung.
Yeah, it's so good. No one knows about it.
Yeah.
No one knows about it. I got it years ago when my dad's friend was over and we got a Chinese and he was like, taste that. And I was like, no, it's lettuce. It's going to be rotten. And I was like, holy shit, this is unreal. I used to eat it without the lettuce, but it is savage. It
lettuce
is so tasty.
It's the freshness.
Yeah, exactly. And the crunch, which is always
so
good.
I'm like, can I go get a yuk sung? A yuk sung probably wouldn't be that unhealthy, would it?
Well, it's noodles, beef and lettuce.
Lettuce.
You're grand.
Yeah.
Treat yourself, honey.
Yeah.
Have a lovely day.
Good luck.
Spins on.
You've got Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Dave and Fiona are on spin.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Let's get this, shall we?
Let's get
see
it
this,
up
you
and
see this week,
at it.
You see this week? Let's get it.
Yes.
Let's smash our goals today, huh?
David, that's very positive of you on a Monday.
I know, I'm exhausted now.
Oh, guys, I have if this job falls apart ever, it's grand. I know exactly what I'm branching out into next.
Oh, crap, I'm so jealous. Go
I
on.
Know. It's good to just
it's
know.
It's good to have, to know what it is.
Imagine it. Drawing and DJing.
Drawing and DJing. Two things that the only thing they have in common is they begin with D.
For kids' birthday parties. I'm onto a winner here, guys.
Explain.
Onto a winner. So I was asked a long time ago, would I DJ at my very good friend Hannah's little girl's 8th birthday party? She thinks it's quite cool that I'm on the radio. You know, that's cool to know.
Yeah.
She thinks I'm very famous.
Wait till she turns 10.
Yeah.
And she's not going to care at all.
But anyway, so that was fine. Got booked in for that. Went around to the house and all the girls were there and she was like, this is Emma, but guys, just so you know, she's really famous.
Just like, the little girls in there.
Yes, yeah, so funny. I was like, not really. But anyway, cool. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, go with
Monday,
it.
Guys.
Go with it
yeah,
when
yeah,
it's
yeah,
a
yeah.
kid.
So we played some tunes on Spotify and they kind of just stood there looking at me while I did it. And I was like,
you're
awkward.
Joking.
Then. So I was like, anybody want to do a bit of drawing? Because I was also asked by Evie, the little girl, she loves doing a bit of drawing with me. So in no particular order, I drew three dogs, a cat, an elephant, a giraffe, a turtle.
While DJing?
No.
You took a break from DJing.
I added a cue. The DJing's gone mad these days when you're just doing it on Spotify. You can just kind of cue a few bits. Up.
Did you have decks?
No, but Theatre of the Mind, darling.
Yes, of course.
Yes. There was a lot of Theatre of the Mind going on, courtesy of her mum.
Marty Guilfoyle should start that, just in the club. Does anyone want to do some drawing?
Yeah.
Here's some markers and some crayons.
Do you know what? I even brought tracing paper. I was like, nice. You want a dog as well? Trace that one.
Oh,
I'm
you
done.
Planned this.
You're on spin. From them, it's called The Swell on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. By all accounts, they were absolutely epic over the weekend supporting Dermot Kennedy at the Aviva.
Fair play,
a lot of people quite determined to get there on time for Amble. I know producer Colin was there. You said top class.
Everybody, Aaron Rowe, Amble, Dermot Kennedy, all outstanding.
Yeah. My friend Hannah went along on Saturday and she wasn't really like, not that she wasn't a Dermot fan, but she'd never like listened to him say apart from what was on the radio, if you get me. And she was like, I spent the whole night crying.
Really?
Was there a lot of tears? Did you notice?
There was a lot of emotion. There was a lot of hugging. There was a lot of hand holding.
Yeah, he does. That's the music kind of brings that out, doesn't it? Okay, let's start the new week on a high then. No point in looking backwards. Let's enjoy the nice weather and bring a bit of positivity to the week ahead.
Not at all. Because you know what we do at this time on a Monday? We look back at last week with what a week it was. Like we said, Dermot Kennedy played two packed out of Aviva gigs. Absolutely smashed it. The good weather is sticking around and football might, be coming home. But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of last week.
What if Argentina have anything to say about it?
I was gonna, Dave was trying his best to hold his tongue there.
Yeah, where are you watching Wednesday?
It's 8 o'clock on Wednesday night, so I'll just watch it at home.
Oh, for God's sake, I was going
to
say...
As opposed to where? Like, oh, it'll be 8 o'clock, so I'll watch it at home. As opposed to if it was on at 4 o'clock, you'd watch it at home. If it was at 10 o'clock, you'd watch it at home. If it was at 2 o'clock, you'd watch it at home.
I'd go to the cabin.
I was going
to
say, will you take Jack somewhere? I can't do it.
Take him off my hands.
Will you just take him
somewhere?
That's
a good idea.
Please,
Jack and Callum, hit the town.
Callum. Just take him somewhere.
He can come to mind. I'm not going out. Let's look at last week then. Pádraig was in while Dave was off last Monday. And for some reason, he decided to share this toilet revelation.
My thing is because I'm a little bit short, right? But sometimes I find myself scrolling on the toilet for ages.
Yeah.
And then I get pins and needles in my feet because they're dangling for so long. When I'm at home, my sister is potty training my niece.
Yeah.
So there's a little stool now. So I put my feet up in it and it's actually divine.
He's not that small, by the way.
Yeah, I know, it makes him sound like he's
We're
like...
the same height. My feet don't dangle.
Maybe he just has a mega toilet.
Yeah, huge bathroom.
You could tell it was nearly the weekend when Emma was chatting to Dave on the show on Friday, and I think Dave forgot where he was.
The one person I think who's not going to Dermot Kennedy this weekend is you, Hammond.
What?
You're not going to Dermot, are you?
No.
Oh, you sad about that?
No.
Dave, did you forget that we were on air?
I just pure wasn't listening.
That's the way Dave talks to me in the pub. What?
The mics went up and I was on my phone or something and she said something. I was like, what? live on air.
Like, I was like, are we on a night out? What?
Play it again.
The one person I think who's not going to Dermot Kennedy this weekend is you, Hammond.
What?
You're not going to Dermot, are you?
No.
Oh, you sad like, about that?
The absolute cheek, look.
What? What?
It's my favourite.
I actually think we need that what sound effect until the end of time.
What?
One more time.
What?
Who knew gussets would become such a big talking point on the show last week?
A gusset.
No, it's not. You're joking. That is horrible.
Swear.
A gusset.
Yeah.
That is rotten. Hold on, let me check my gusset for my key. What are you putting there?
Anything.
Really?
We told him a load of lies. This is the little pocket inside women's knickers. Yeah. We said, that's where I keep my leap card.
What is it for?
It's ventilation.
On the pants. And finally, Dave revealed that he'd never heard of the song Ghetto Gospel by Elton John and Tupac. And I've never seen Emma spiral so much.
What do you mean you don't know the song Ghetto Gospel?
I don't know.
Who held back that song from you?
I don't know. Probably my mother.
I thought you used to listen to the radio growing up.
I did, but I've never heard that song before.
It was all over the radio.
I can't believe you were shocked that I didn't get it.
Yeah. Emma's crash out just kept on continuing.
There was
Ghetto Gospel. No, I'm sorry. If there's anyone in the world that happens to be listening to Spin right now who has never heard of the song Ghetto Gospel, I beg you to reach out to
us. I did lol at how how I pronounce Ghetto Gospel.
The pronunciation was incredible.
Ghetto Gospel.
I'm trying to relight it in my brain. Like, oh yeah, now I know it because you said it properly.
This is the cultiest way Ghetto Gospel has ever been said. Listen to this.
Ghetto Gospel. Are you mad, are you?
I've been producer Callum. They were the worst bits of last week.
Thanks, Callum. Thank you very much.
I wonder did Spin play, because that's all I listened to was Spin.
Definitely. Ghetto Gospel.
I'm going to check.
Guys, we've got to talk about Love Island. Don't be switching off now if you're not watching. We'll explain why this stuff is interesting somewhat, okay?
We're talking about Fitzy.
Yeah, exactly. Fitzy and Lola, they've been in the villa and coupled up since day one. Fitzy's the lad from Galway, the GA player.
Spoilers
Sean.
Incoming, by the way.
Big spoilers incoming. They're gone, okay? It's over. They're gone. And I think we all feel it kind of a certain way about it in the sense that, like, one, it makes sense for them to be gone when there was three vulnerable couples, should I say, in the bottom three. They're the ones who claim to be fully in love, fully together, ready to move into an apartment in Dublin, allegedly.
That's what they wanted to do. I thought when your one Lola said, why don't we just put ourselves... Because basically Lorenzo had to choose who of those three couples were to go. And she, Lola, said... Why don't we just go, Fitzy? Because we found what we were looking for.
Mm.
We can bounce. And you can kind of see it. Fitzy was a little bit like, oh God, I don't really want to. But okay, we could go. And I thought, fair play to her. Until I looked online and then I realised
what had happened.
What she was doing.
So
in case
you don't know, right, Lorenzo, as Dave mentioned there, he is coupled up with a lady called Julia.
It's Julia.
It is actually Julia. The J is kind of silent in it, isn't it? Yeah. So Julia has been with Lorenzo and Lola and herself have had quite the issue since Casa Amor. It's just been a lot of friction on screen. It seems like at times Lola was quite patronising to Julia. Now, on After Sun last night, Lola claimed that there was loads that we didn't see.
Did you watch After Sun?
I did, actually.
Oh my God.
That there was loads that we didn't see and that she spent a lot of time comforting Julia.
Okay.
We didn't see that. So she did kind of get the villain edit, perhaps, in that situation fully. But look, I don't know. But like you mentioned, this was them deliberating. Should we just kind of put ourselves forward and go? You can't really hear much here, but just an idea of the kind of level of whispering going on. Well, it's actually pretty much inaudible. I won't bother with that.
I can't hear it.
But then as soon as they kind of finished that deliberation, they came straight out and told everyone, you know what, lads? We found what we were looking for. We'll head off there.
Please both head over to the mini fire pit to discuss your decision.
We think you should just pick us because we found what we want and we're happy to go.
And the other two couples you guys have got, like, we literally came in, like, I've said early on, this is all I wanted was to find Sean.
A lot of people saying she probably didn't want to give Julia the satisfaction of being the one to officially dump her.
Wanted it to be her decision as opposed to Julia's, because she knew if Julia got a chance, she'd boot her out.
The power shift just completely 180.
But I didn't think about that. People online are so clever. Like, you kind of go online, you look at what people are saying, you go, oh yeah, obviously that's what it was.
Yes.
But me thinking stupid, like, oh, that was nice of her.
Yeah, she's just like, I'm not letting that woman knock me out of the villa. Someone online saying Lola low-key put Sean in a position where he would have looked like the biggest game player if he disagreed with her and didn't have a choice.
True.
Like, he was like, we better go then. And someone said, I think that Lola realised being at the bottom means she's far from the 50k.
But like, what's wrong with being a game player? They wanted to win the 50k, that's grand.
Yeah. Sean probably realises this too. Lola didn't want Julia to have the upper hand on her, so she wanted to say they could self-evict so it wouldn't truly feel like a Julia kicked her out. Now, in other news, Charlene was on After Sun last night. Charlene Murphy.
She looked great.
Yeah, she described her exit as bittersweet. She said she ended her journey on a bad note, but felt it was time to leave after going from being really happy in Casa Amor to just not feeling very nice in the main villa. A couple of things she said. The most interesting was this.
Do you regret not getting to know anybody else?
Yeah.
Who would you?
I think I picked the wrong brother.
Oh!
Because I've watched it back, he spoke so highly of me, said so many nice things by my back. Like, if I had known that, it's like, you know, the old movies where it's like you realise what you, was it was right in front of you the whole time. That's what I feel like.
Oh, man, if she starts going out with Aiden.
I know. He's mad about her, though, isn't he?
He does seem a bit mad about her.
Charlene also called out Mika, said she watched back the footage of Mika saying, I can't believe you brought that girl back. Charlene said she felt that comment was about her appearance. Mm-hmm. And she just felt like, you know, that was a bit fake because Mika said something different to her face. And basically she was asked, is there anyone you won't miss? And it's quite clear that I don't think there'll be any friendship between Mika and Charlene. No.
It was a horrible thing to say, to be fair.
Yeah. And finally, she was asked on After Sun, what's the crack with Fitzy?
Charlene, you did know Sean, though, from the outside world. Was he not an option?
He was on my, like, list. I had a list of quite a few, like, four, going in. But I think I straight away got a vibe from that he just wasn't open.
It wasn't worth it.
And I was like, I know him. I can't go, like, try to get to know him and then get shut down. That's so embarrassing. So I think had he been even, like, slightly flirty, maybe something could happen.
We were rooting for it.
We had a three-way kiss, so that was it. But,
not going
to
happen.
It must be so hard to come out and watch everything back and then watch the kind of commentary online about different things that were happening.
I was wondering who the Yank was, and I was like, it's Tony, isn't it?
Was she on the Violent Last Summit?
Yeah, she was.
In the UK
She coupled up with Cash. She won it.
I didn't watch it last year, so I don't know. Is she the girl who does that like podcasty show after Love Island every night
with Shakira and Jasmine?
That's where we're at. I don't know what's going to happen now. We've got, 2 more weeks to go?
Is it 2 weeks?
2 weeks, I think, yeah.
What am I going to do? I'm going to sleep. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to bed at a normal hour.
It normally ends on a Monday, doesn't it? Or a Sunday. So, yeah, 2 weeks
Monday,
around now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not my name. What? That's not my name. Mm-mm. That's not my name. Right now, this is the game where with no hints or clues or any information whatsoever, we try and guess your name. If we do, you'll win 20 IMCs on passes.
20?
It goes up by 2 every single week. We don't get it right, which means it's been going for 10 weeks. That's insane.
For no winner, 10 weeks, my God, yeah.
20 IMCs on passes. I'd imagine surely it's going to go today. It has to.
Oh, come on, surely is right. Let's get cracking on this. So what's going to happen is you listening will hear the voice notes of these people who've sent in their names. Myself and Dave won't hear them before we talk to them. But let's get our headphones off and get cracking on this.
Headphones off.
My name is Katie.
Player one, let's get it done.
How are you, player one?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad at all. All right, player one, with no hints or clues, we're going to guess your name. Here we go.
All right, player one, is your name Amy?
No.
That's not your name.
That's not my name.
All right, player one, is your name Rachel?
That's not my name.
Okay.
Player one, is your name Molly?
That's not my name.
Interesting choice, though. Molly's not one we have that often. All right, player one, you can reveal yourself. What is your name?
My name is Kaylee.
Your name is Kaylee. A lovely name, and I'm so sorry we couldn't give you 20 ounces.
Do you know what, Kaylee? It suits you.
It does suit you.
Yeah, it does suit you. That does.
Thank you.
See you later.
Good luck, Kaylee.
Thanks.
Bye. I really want to get this today.
I always feel bad when we don't get it. I just feel a little bit like
someone's bothered to try and win and we let them down.
Sorry,
you know?
About that.
And it's sad, you know.
And I feel like they must tell other people, I was on the radio this morning, they were trying to guess my name, did they get it right? No. That's shy crack. Do you know what I mean? But I promise you, this game is so worth it when we guess the name correct.
I really want to do it today. Headphones off in the room again.
Headphones off.
My name is Danielle.
Player two, where are you?
How are you, player two?
Hi, hello.
Hello.
All right, we're going to try and guess your name now.
And player two, if we do guess your name wrong, will you do us a massive favour and say the name of the game, which is That's Not My Name?
Yep.
All right.
Indeed.
Let's do this.
Come on, Dave.
Player two, is your name Niamh?
That's not my name.
Okay.
You said that was such a enthusiasm.
I really thought it was for a second.
Player two, is your name Laura?
I was going to guess
That's
Laura.
That's not my name.
I swear my next guess was going to be Laura.
She gives me
weird
Laura vibes.
Okay.
Okay, that's his ex's name, so please stop with the Laura.
Say that again. That's your ex's name?
No, his ex's name.
His ex's.
Oh, right.
That's funny.
One day I won't have to hear it.
Are you sure your name is Laura?
All right. Sure. Final guess.
Come on,
player
now.
Three,
do it for her. Come on.
Is your name Orla?
No, not my name.
Yeah. Right, go on. Player two, reveal yourself. What is
Danielle,
your name?
I'm guessing now. What are you saying?
My name? You want me to say it?
Yeah.
It's Danielle.
What the hell, Emma? No, it's not.
What the hell are you...
Is it actually?
I just had a feeling.
How did you know that? Have we talked to you before,
I
Danielle?
Should have had a second guess on that. I would have said Danielle. Danielle, I'm so sorry. That was weird and
that
spooky.
Was so weird.
I was like, yeah, her name's Danielle.
It's okay.
Danielle, have a great
day. Swear on my life. There's cameras all around me. Nothing
That's
weird
unbelievable.
Happened there. Yeah. All right. Sorry, Danielle. Have a great day.
Good luck.
No worries. Have a good one.
Bye.
I'm curious, did that go under the radar? Because, like, Emma literally just said at the end of our guess, so we get three guesses, and Emma just went, it's probably Danielle. I don't know if you heard that, but she did. I swear to God, she did just go, it's probably Danielle. And it was.
Do you get feelings when you're talking to people about their name?
Like, yes, it's not, I know what their name is.
Are you like winging it totally, or do you get like a vibe? Like, say, for example, player one this morning, her name is Kaylee.
Yeah.
I had an idea when she was so bright and bubbly talking to us that her name would end with like a Y, like Amy or Molly. Mm. Now she's Kaylee. So no. I was on something. I was like, she's got that bubbly energy of someone whose name ends with Y.
I promise you, I go down through my phone contacts, pick a random letter and go with that.
And then, do you know what I thought when we said Laura and she was like, that's me, my fella's ex's name, so I was like, she's definitely something really different to Laura, like Danielle. And that's how that came to me.
Interesting.
Do you know what I'm going to do, because I'm feeling nice because it's a Monday, we didn't guess a name within the three guesses, but I'm going to send Danielle two IMC cinema passes out as well, because you were close.
You were close,
like when you guessed it, but just not within the game.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah,
but I'm feeling nice. It's okay. Monday.
Actually, we've loads of them sitting there, we might as well.
We actually really don't.
Oh, really?
I need some more.
Good morning, IMC. Please get some over to our producer, Colin. That one has David Hammond rocking.
It's so good, like. It's the best thing she's ever made.
It's a bit of a thumper. Jazzy Chris.
A thumper?
Yeah, it's good,
isn't
it?
Is that a new thing?
Was thumper a Winnie the Pooh character?
Thumper.
Thumper.
Yeah.
And whenever I describe a song as a thumper, I always think a thumper is stamping his
and
big feet.
Thumper is Bambi. It's Bambi and Thumper.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Big old rabbit.
But
well,
I always think
rabbit.
Of, like, you know, like his little leg flopping to the beat of a song.
It's very good, man.
It is,
it's
isn't
so
it?
So good.
David Hammond.
Hello.
More bones to pick with you.
Again.
Stadia, like, what are you at? You came on the show last week and said, can we make a massive point about finding out if I have any right to wear a Dublin jersey as a Meath man?
I actually think you brought that to the show. I didn't say anything.
True.
That was all Emma.
True. We eventually, though, you ended up being quite curious about it. You wanted the results on it. 67% of our audience said, no, man, you're a Meath man.
I know.
And what did he do with that feedback? Goes to Croke Park yesterday and wore a Dublin jersey.
I didn't go to Croke Park. I went to the pub and just wore the jersey. But I did
It's an
say,
improvement, but
listen,
still.
When Meath aren't playing, I bleed blue. I'm a true blue, true and true. Up the hill. Do you know what I mean? And etc.
You wasted everyone's time last week. Everyone's time.
I just bought the jersey.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
On Spin.
When I wake up, I feel good. Turn up.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Let's get it.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning.
Hope you had a lovely weekend. I was saying on the show Friday morning, I was making such a big point of it being like, it was me and Jack's anniversary. And in the morning, I was like, happy anniversary. And he was like, oh, happy anniversary. And I was like, this man has no plans for today, which is grand. Like, I'm not that fussy about it. But at the same time, I was like, I just want a card.
Yeah.
I think I can speak for lots of girls when I say, I don't care about anything else. But like, I want the card.
It's only 2 years in. Like, that's not good.
Dropping the ball.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't get away with it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was having a bitch about it on the show, and then he arrived home from work that evening with a big bunch of flowers.
Good.
I was like, good man. But what I actually thought was even better was I realised the flowers that he brought, they were like in kind of a bouquet looking situation.
Mm-hmm.
But actually when you go to take them out, like I was going to put them in a vase, I realised it was a plant.
A plant?
Yeah. From a flower shop, but like you can buy it. Now I potted it. Now I have a plant forever.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Isn't it? Now I can like pick the flowers from it forever.
I hope you like it.
I do, yeah. They're hydrangeas. I like a hydrangea.
But hydrangea is a flower, no?
Yeah.
I'm awful confused here because
it's a hydrangea plant, so now I can grow them forever and cut them off whenever I want myself.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah.
So throughout like half of the season, are you just going to have buds?
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
And you'll have to cut them off every year.
Yeah, if you want to put them in a vase or whatever.
Die?
Yeah, because when I used to go to Jack's house in England, when I used to visit him before he lived here, he always had hydrangeas in his house. And I was like, how do you always have them? He was like, there's a bush out the back. And with them, sorry if this is boring, you don't if you don't water them, if you just let them be real dry, they'll last for like months.
No
just
way.
Sitting in the bays, they look really cool.
Oh, savage.
So, my own.
Okay.
Delighted.
Plants, that's the way forward.
I think so.
Flowers, lads. We're getting them plants.
My granny used to always say, I hate getting flowers because they're already dead.
Yeah.
Whereas if you get me a plant, it can live forever.
I got Pippa closed ones that hadn't bloomed yet.
Oh, that's smart.
Great.
You get more time out of them. Tricky,
tricky, tricky. Then, all right, this is the game where we ask you 10 questions. If you get them all correct, you win 2K. We play every day for twice the chances. Twice the chance for you to win $2,000. Why am I on radio? It's mad. Like, how do I have this job? I'm terrible at it.
Would you stop that? You're absolutely grand. We all get tongue-tied sometimes. Maria's on to give it a go this morning. She's been holding the line there for a couple of minutes. Sorry for keeping you, Maria. Welcome in. Where is Maria? She's there. No, can't seem to get her through. No, there's something off there now.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I can do some more tongue twisting if you want.
I think that would be good. Like just tongue twist away.
Sorry
for holding you there, Maria. Are you there?
Hey, no worries. Ah. I'm all good.
How was your weekend?
It's so hard not to sing. Maria! It was so hard that I couldn't even do it. I had to do it. I'm sorry, Maria.
I'm sorry. I always just thought, whenever we have someone on called Maria, you do that. And I go, how do you solve a problem like Maria?
We're sorry. I'm sure you get that all of the time. But listen, this is who we are as people. And you'll just have to accept that. Maria, how are you this morning?
Good. Yeah, all good.
Good.
Do you do anything nice for the weekend?
No, not really. We just moved back from Abu Dhabi, so just kind of unpacking and all that kind of stuff.
Well, so how long are you back?
We just got back a week ago and we were there for 5 years. So
you're straight back to your spin. What a ledge.
You brought the weather anyway. What did you do in Abu Dhabi, Maria?
Oh, teacher.
Teacher, very cool. Now, tell me this.
Yeah.
When you work over there in like the hottest place ever, how long does it take you to totally acclimatise to that heat?
I think fairly quickly. And there's AC everywhere as well. So it's not the same kind of heat. It's like here, we're finding it really hard here. It's so hot.
Yeah.
But over there, there's literally AC everywhere. So it's okay.
Are you even finding it hot back here?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, that makes us feel better.
Even people from Abu Dhabi can't handle it. All right, Maria. Yeah. Very nice. Sounds good. And what are you after the day then? Just unpacking and packing and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Trying to put your life back together.
Just trying to get sorted. Yeah, exactly.
You can actually hear the boxes in the background being lamped around already.
And did you just, when you got back from Abu Dhabi, you said, I'm going to turn on spin, see what they're at? I missed Graham and Nathan, and it was us.
That's it. Yeah, every morning.
How long are you gone? So you don't know us at all, do you?
I'm gone about 5 years. So I come home in the summer.
You don't know us. That's gas. Well, I'm Emma, and this is Dave. And then we have another presenter called Fiona. She's on mat leave. She'll be back in September.
Yeah, if you don't know us, you definitely don't know her. She's never here. Maria, welcome to the Tricky 10. This is a game where we put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, don't pass it. Give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you'll win a €100 Ryanair voucher. I don't think you get back to Abu Dhabi with that, but who wants to go there? Says you. You're just back. If you're able to answer all 10 questions correct, we'll give you $2,000, which is very nice. And just like Abu Dhabi, that will be tax-free. It's a brand new week, meaning you're going to top the leaderboard no matter what you score. So the very best of luck, Maria. Emma's going to ask you questions. Here we go.
Good luck, perfect. Maria. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. July is what number month of the year?
7.
What is half of 18?
9.
Adele's second album released in 2011 was called 20 what?
21.
Italy has won the men's FIFA World Cup how many times?
3.
The iPhone that was released in September 2014 was the iPhone what?
11.
In total, including live action and animated, how many feature-length Moana films have been released?
3.
The Good Friday Agreement was signed in April of the year 1990 what?
8.
How many years married are you if you're celebrating a tin wedding anniversary?
7.
What is the smallest black number on a roulette wheel?
1.
And finally, the standard film format used for making movies is 30 what millimetres?
2.
All right, Maria, how do you think you got on?
I don't know.
You don't know? If you were to put a guess on it, you answered all 10 questions, how many do you think you got correct?
I don't know, maybe 4.
Okay, you'd be happy with 4, let's check your score.
4 or 5, well, 0, not happy 1, with 2, 3...
It's a five.
It's a five. Not a bad score at all. That's not 50%.
And some of them were a little bit tricky, it must be said. I suppose it's the name of the game, but some of them were a bit tough.
Yeah. Absolutely. Italy has won the Men's FIFA World Cup how many times? You said three, but the answer was actually four. In 1934, 1938, 1982 and 2006. The iPhone that was released in September 2014 was the iPhone 6, not the iPhone 11. That is a Hall of Fame answer because it's out of the tricky 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You said 11. How many years married are you if you're celebrating a tin wedding anniversary? Thinking of it like maybe a New Zealand person said. 10, it's tin. That would be 10 instead of 7. What is the smallest black number on a roulette wheel? It's actually 2 and not 1. And the standard film format used for making movies is 35 millimetres, not 32. Maria, 50%. 50%! Not bad at all.
And you're a teacher, so you know yourself. That's not too bad, is it?
Not too bad. Yeah, it's a pass.
You'll have to be okay the next time one of your students gets 50%.
Yes,
you're like,
exactly.
I know the feeling.
You have to be like, do you know what? Actually,
feeling,
under pressure, it can, you know, it really has an effect on you. Welcome home. Thanks for listening and stick with us. Mind yourself.
Have a great day, Maria.
Perfect. Thank you.
Bye.
If you want to play after 9 o'clock, another chance. And obviously the score to be right now is 5. So yeah, give it a go. Tricky in a WhatsApp if you want to enter.
It's definitely beatable. So yeah, definitely come on and try your best. Try to take this flight voucher off us. And please, for the love of God, someone win $2,000. I'd like to just see the boss sweat a little bit.
It's just there to be won. It's a shame. Do you know what I mean?
I'd love, right, if we gave away $2,000 in the 8 o'clock hour and then we played again 9 o'clock and we gave away another $2,000.
$4,000 in one day.
Can you imagine the sweat pumping out of Nick?
Tricky in a WhatsApp. Our number is 087-711-1038. Do you want to play after 9 a.m. and give us a shout? I need to tell you why I have such a gammy eye. It's disgusting, this story. I'll tell you in a sec. Okay. This is honestly one of the toughest things I've talked about in the show, simply because this is something that I've not talked about since it happened out loud because it makes me vom. So,
is it gross?
Yeah.
Do I want to know?
Yeah. Okay. It's one of those ones that's kind of, you know, it's the lesser of two evils. You know, you don't want to know, but you do need to know, kind of. Okay, I'm going to try my best to get through the story without getting sick or making you sick. I woke up on Saturday morning with a very gammy left eye. It is totally bloodshot. It's kind of concerning looking. It was getting kind of close to the iris yesterday. And I was like, do I need a doctor? And the advice I was getting online was like, if your sight and your vision's okay, give it a few days and, you know, see how you are. And my sight is fine. I woke up on Saturday morning at my granny's house. I went to visit her on Friday. I was in Waterford when I noticed the gamminess on Saturday morning. But I would like to take you back to Friday afternoon. It was evening time when Jack and I got down to Waterford and my granny had made us some salads. My granny's so organised. I'd say as soon as she knew that we were coming, she probably was up and at it first thing in the morning making that salad. I've no doubt it had been sitting there since 10 a.m, right? She's an organised lady. Classic, typical Irish granny salad. Your potato salad in there, loads of scallions.
Does she still listen every morning?
She does.
Good morning, Granny.
Good morning, Granny.
Callum, say good morning to Phyllis.
Say good morning to Phyllis.
Good morning, Phyllis.
Good morning, Phyllis.
Thanks for being with us.
Every morning she waits for us at 7, probably awake since 3, counting down the hours to hear us. But yes, so basically we sat down, we were chatting away, catching up, tucking into this salad. And on top of the salad was like this kind of chicken, what would you say, like a chicken, breaded chicken.
Okay.
You know, like a chicken fillet roll type chicken thing. And it was cold, but I was like, oh, sure, it's been there all day. Like, sort of been sitting there. Sure, you cooked it this morning kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So I was nibbling away, had a bite, got the potato salad on there, mixed it all up, had a bite. To be honest, I wasn't the hungriest. I had a cheeky McDonald's on the way down. So I was gave a little bit to Seamus the dog under the table.
Nice.
As you do. And I glanced down. The chicken wasn't cooked.
Oh no. Oh no.
The chicken was blue.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't even blue, it was see-through.
Oh my God.
It was googly.
What do you mean?
Like, as in, I think that she just picked up the chicken thinking it was cooked, you know, and put it on the salad, but it wasn't cooked. It needed like 25 minutes in the oven and she didn't do that. So it was raw and I ate it.
Oh my God. How did you not notice?
I just didn't. Oh, my God. Oh, lads. How I vomited.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. But I don't think it's because I was, like, sick from it. I had eaten so little. Yeah. I think it's because
you were worried.
It was the thought of it.
Yeah, it was
like, when I saw the blue,
oh God,
immediately I just vomited.
It's like Bella and Twilight.
I know. I know. A few weeks ago on the show when you were off, Dave, something that I thought was the worst chicken thing to happen to me. People listening to the show, you might have picked up.
Oh, I remember this.
Not good with raw meat. A few weeks ago, I picked up some chicken breast from the shop and the lining of the plastic opened and the chicken juice got on me. Yeah. And this was my reaction then.
Oh, no. This is a packet of chicken breast.
This is a packet of juice.
No.
So that was a couple
of weeks ago. I ate raw chicken. To say I was horrified. Do you want to know what the worst thing is? I looked over Jack. I immediately it happened. I went, guys.
No.
I went, guys, don't eat that chicken. Don't eat that chicken. That chicken's not cooked, guys. My poor granny.
Your poor granny.
It was a mistake, yeah. And Jack had already cleared it off his plate. I was like, were you just not going to tell us? And he was like, I didn't want to be rude.
Oh, my God.
So he'd noticed.
He's becoming more Irish by the day.
I was like, stop everything and say, guys, don't eat that chicken. It's not cooked. He had just moved it off his plate and like, I could have died.
I still don't understand what happened to your eye.
So I've decided it's salmonella in my eye. I have decided that
5 minutes later. Where does the eye come into
Dr.
this?
Dr. Emma Nolan, MD.
I have diagnosed myself with like the raw chicken has made its way up into my eye and that's what's there. That's how disgusting.
And yet, how's Jack's eye?
Jack didn't eat any of it.
I thought he ate the whole chicken.
What did you say? How's Jack's eye?
I thought
Jack had moved it all off his plate. He hadn't touched it, but failed to inform us.
Oh, sorry. I thought he ate the chicken.
No, he didn't touch the chicken.
Okay.
He didn't touch the chicken. And I was like, maybe you could have just said, guys, don't eat that chicken. He was like, oh, I felt too rude.
Oh my God, that's so
He was
funny.
Like, I was trying to make eye contact with you, but you were just too focused
In
on
my
chatting.
Head, he ate the chicken and didn't say anything because he was just like, oh, that'd be rude.
Yeah. So I ate raw chicken, probably the most horrible thing that's ever happened to me in terms of just the thought of it. In terms of the, it was so little, like your grand.
You are the worst person that this could have happened to.
Like, I have terrible OCD with raw chicken. When I'm cooking it for other people, it freaks me out. I clean down the surfaces. You know those like cleaning surfaces ads freak me out so much because I'm like, oh my God, like I touched the raw chicken. I can't then touch the drawer handle because I'd be doing all that after.
So is salmonella really serious? Like?
It would be. Yeah,
like can you go get that checked?
My eye?
Yeah.
I don't think I have salmonella in my eye. It's just my theory in my head.
Okay.
That the raw chicken has made its way and now has landed in my left eye. And I don't know how long it's going to stick around for.
But I would still get the eye checked out.
I'd say it's just a burst blood vessel. I wouldn't say... I'd say two things can be true. I'd say you have a burst blood vessel and salmonella.
Okay, well, Jack says it's probably from vomiting. I probably burst the blood vessel while I was getting sick.
That could be true.
Yeah.
That could be true.
Anyway... Honestly, nothing. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, chicken juice on me, and then a few weeks later, ate the raw chicken. I just can't believe that the way those events played out.
God gives his toughest battles to his strongest soldiers.
And you know what? You couldn't be truer. I love that so much. New music from Role Model is called High Hope 3000 on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Not for me.
Really?
No, I think it's good. Like, it's fine.
Funky.
It's one of those, I think, because you sold it so much before it played, I was like, oh, this is going to be great. And then I was a little bit let down. It was like that old Katy Perry, that new Katy Perry one that we played once. And I knew it wasn't going to go very far because we haven't played it since.
Yeah, what that's was it called again, account? Hasn't it?
Let It Burn.
Do you know sometimes
what it is?
Watch it burn.
When I have a really funny video and then I show someone the really funny video and they don't find it as funny as I did.
Yeah.
That was kind of maybe what you're saying there.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, but it was still good.
I think we're going to get really into it because the lyrics are really fun as well. It's just about being young and a bit messy. And
I'm
like,
going to be line dancing around the studio.
I got hopes.
Where does the 3000 come in?
Don't know, it just makes it a bit more fun.
You sing that 3000 times.
Maybe in future it should be like, this new song is terrible. You'd be like, you know what? It's not that bad.
I guarantee you, if you do that, I will love it.
Yeah, okay. We'll do that from now on.
I like to think of myself as quite a loyal person. I'm good to my friends, good to my family. I always thought I was good to my girlfriend. I'm worried that I might have cheated over the weekend.
David, this is shocking.
It is. It is shocking.
What have you done?
You know, on Instagram. And you can upload a carousel. And if no one knows what that is, it's when you upload multiple pictures.
Like 20 or 10
in
or
the
5.
In the one post.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes a girl will upload a carousel. A dump, if you will.
What kind of girl?
I don't know. It could be any girl.
Right.
It could be any person. Guys do it too. Like I do it at the end of every month. I put up a dump
photo
of
dump.
Photos from that month. But a girl will do it. And if it's the first image of her, if it's an image of just a girl, I won't like it. because that's cheating.
Sorry, just say that to me again. So, okay, we got an Instagram dump, and the first photo on the carousel that appears first on the page is a nice picture of the girl on her own, kind of a thing.
On her own.
Okay.
I and won't then, like that because I wouldn't. I don't think it's nice if my girlfriend saw that I was liking other girls' photos. However, then you scroll on through the carousel and you might see a picture of a dog and you'll click like.
Or a sunset. Or a coffee. Sunset. Or her out with her friends.
And you'll be like, ah, lovely.
And is this person, just out of curiosity, just like your example of this in your head of what you consider cheating, is this person, say, hypothetically, a friend of yours or like a blogger or like who is this person?
Could be anything, yeah. It could be a Love Islander. It could be a blogger. It could be a friend.
Could be a girly kind, I think, is kind of a bit of all right. Maybe. And don't mind following.
Well, yes. So that's where I'm at the moment, because when they upload a carousel and there's a photo of them and they're looking well, I won't like it because that's cheating. But then I scroll on through the carousel photos and they have a picture of a dog or a coffee or sunset or whatever, and I'll click like on that. But it doesn't show up that I've liked just that photo. It shows up that I've liked the entire post. So if Pippa was to go through that post and see the person's picture, she'd go, oh, David liked that. I wasn't. I was just liking the coffee or the dog or the sunset.
Oh, yeah, good one. That's what I'd say if that was my family. Oh, yeah, good one. You liked the dog, did you? Oh, you liked the dog, was it? Wasn't the cleavage in the first picture? No, you liked the dog. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the dog, was
That's
it?
That's the worst one, is when they're in the, like, half in the nip on the first photo and I just keep scrolling and they've got a picture of a dog. I'm going to like the picture of the dog.
It wasn't the picture of them slowly getting themselves out of the pool in Spain with the thong bikini on. No, it was the dog on number 17
I swear,
that got
you. I didn't even see that.
Yeah, right.
For the dog.
So over the weekend, obviously, you got trapped, you liked something that I would say was the dog, and now you're nervous that you've cheated.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right, okay.
I was a little bit worried because, now, in fairness, Pippa does not care about these things at all. I just do in my own head because I like to I am a loyal person. I'd like to give the perception that I'm loyal.
He's a self-aware king.
Yeah, so the thought of, like, there's nothing worse, right, than when you go to, like, a model's Instagram and all her photos are liked by lads who have girlfriends.
Yeah, I remember that when I was going through a breakup years ago and I started following this girl randomly. She was like really cool photographer and my ex was liking all her pictures and I was like, how do you even know this very attractive girl?
It's mad, isn't it?
It makes your heart sink.
But
yeah.
Some of them are like muas or some of them are bloggers and it's like liked by this person. It's the same person.
Would you care if it was the shoe was on the other foot and it was, one of the World Cup players and Pippa liked his photo?
No, not at all.
You don't care?
No, I wouldn't care at all. It's more if I know them. Do you know what I mean? That I would care. If I knew them, I would be a little bit like, oh, do you fancy him?
I'd be a little bit like about him.
So I'm kind of curious on 087-711-103 if you have any thoughts. Have I cheated? Maybe I've cheated. I don't know. But I am curious if people are like this as well, because they have the carousel and you think, oh yeah, that's a lovely photo of them. They look hot. I'm going to just keep going though. I won't like it. Oh, picture of a dog. Click like. It just happens. Okay?
You get trapped in.
And I'm sorry.
He's getting trapped by not the cleavage, let's just be clear, the puppies. The puppies in picture number 5. Yeah.
I
meant the actual dogs.
I meant the actual puppies.
That's the one that
only
gets him
you
in the
could
end.
Do that accidentally.
Yeah, I swear to God, I was like, it's the little cute puppies in number 5.
No,
not
it's
the
puppies. Oh, you're liking the puppies, are you, David?
All right. Is Dave wrong on this or is he right? Has he cheated by liking a carousel where the first photo is a girl looking really well?
There is nothing worse than going through it, like it could be a blogger or anyone or somebody you know who's good looking and it's just liked by the same guy and you're like, you have a girlfriend, man. Doesn't look good.
It doesn't look good.
But I swear I was liking the photo of the sunset. And your friends or whatever.
I'm not even Pippin. I don't believe a word of it. I'm just so grateful that Jack's not on social media.
Yeah.
I couldn't deal with this headache. My God. Stick to your BBC Sport, babe. Yeah. Lovely.
There's so many ways to cheat these days that aren't actually getting with people. And one way, I think, in my opinion, is liking other people's photos.
You've got a few different variations on this. Can I ask you a question then? Because, okay, explain your story first, then I want to put something to you.
All right, basically, when girls upload a carousel, like a photo dump from the month, and their first image is they're looking pretty good. Mm. Do you know what I mean? They're looking really nice. I won't like it because it's just their face. But then I scroll on through the carousel and there's a photo of a couple of puppies or something. And I'll be like, ah, that's nice. Click like. But then Pippa thinks, oh, you were liking the puppies, were you? And I'm like, no, not those kind of puppies. Scroll through, you'll find she actually has dogs. Do you know what I mean? That's what I liked. Mm. And I just think it's, I don't think it's a good look when you go onto a girl's Instagram and you see a load
your own boyfriend has liked this photo. Yeah. It does. It makes the heart sink.
Or someone you know who has a girlfriend and is liking all their photos. And I'm like, it's just weird. But also at the same time, this sounds like I'm trying to brag. I'm not. I just happen to know a lot. When you work in the media, you happen to know a lot of influencers and stuff because there's always people coming through this building and things like that. And so you get to know people. And so when you have friends who are influencers and they upload all the time, but they'll always post things like, oh, I see you, you know, following me, but that's only to be nosy and you don't like anything
it's like
I put up.
A real cheeky post.
And they're like, I'm not liking anything you put up out of it. You know what I mean? Out of principle, it's just more like, I don't want Pippa to see that.
I know.
That I'm liking, because she might think, oh, does he think I should look like that or something? You know what I mean? I don't want that.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny. The only comparison I have on that is sometimes if I'm on like an influencer's page and I'm like, oh, because I don't really follow that many, but like, yeah, the odd time I'd go over if there was some reason to. And I see my brother's liked them. I'm like, oh, I find that really weird. I think that's awful as well. Okay, this is what I want to put to you, because I want to know if it's like, friends or further out.
That's the thing. Even when my like friends are uploading, I'm like, oh, I don't know about liking that.
So, okay, me.
Yeah.
I put up a carousel, hypothetically. The first picture, I am wearing a dress and it's low cut. My makeup and hair is done and I'm really feeling myself. And I'm going to put that as the first photo on the carousel. Seamus is at number two. Jack's in there. Emer's in there. My granny's in there later on. You love liking pictures of my granny.
Yeah.
I can't put anything on my Instagram without Dave liking it if my granny's involved.
I just like grannies.
Do you not give me the like?
I do give you the like.
Okay, because people understand.
Yeah, but you're kind of like, yeah, you're like my sister. So it's very different.
Okay. I'm with you. It's kind of people who are out there in the world, big profile.
Yeah,
I'm with
like
you.
Like, say, for example, and I'm just going to drop this name in, Charlene Murphy.
Yeah.
I know Charlene. Mm. I've worked with Charlene.
Yeah.
We know each other. I won't like her photos.
What?
I just won't.
That's crazy.
We're not that close. I just know her. Do you know what I mean? Mm. But I won't like her photos.
Oh, Dave, that's so silly.
Yeah. But that's just because I don't want Pippa seeing that and going, because Pippa would follow Charlene.
All right,
do you know what I mean? Even though Pippa would know, and Pippa has never once said any of this to me.
Oh, you're a very good lad. Yeah, I'm just nervous.
Well, the messages are coming in and a lot of people are thinking that you are overthinking this one. Jamie's just messaged there saying, I think relationships are too fragile these days. A like on a post should not be a problem in any relationship. Mm-hmm. You're in your head a little bit. I think.
But you are being very considerate, it must be said. This voice note into.
Oh, Dave, I think you need to relax there. God, like if every man was like that, every single one of us would be divorced. 9 times over. Yeah, man, I think you're good to go. Yeah, just keep on looking at those puppies. Wow.
I swear it's the puppies. Tricky. The actual dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, I appreciate all of the feedback. Thank you very much.
I think Pippa's very understanding as well.
She is. She doesn't care at all.
She's just a cruel girl.
It's just me. But I'm fully aware of that.
You're just like, I don't want to lose her. I don't want to lose her. Tricky. We also, here at Spin, play the Tricky 10 twice a day, once on the show after 8 and once on the show after 9. 10 questions stand between you and winning €2,000, and we know every single answer will be a number between 1 and 10.
Nice.
Sylvia's here this morning. How are you?
Yeah, all good.
How was your weekend, Sylvia?
Yeah, I'm very fresh.
Did you do anything
I had a nice,
nice
chilled. No, chilled, wholesome weekend. I've got like something coming up for the next 6 weekends, so I thought I'd better
keep
chill
it chilled. Yeah, I went to my friend's house Saturday night, had a barbecue. I woke up yesterday and I just felt like after 3 weeks of go, I was like, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, you kind of hit a wall. You hit a wall, don't you? I'm like that. I'm like, I need to eat a vegetable. I need to go to the gym. I need to go out and get a walk. It always happens on a Sunday for me. And Sylvie, what's the plan for you for the rest of the day?
I'm just in work.
What do you do?
I'm a HR manager.
HR manager, Sylvia. Very scary to have you on the phone. I'm very worried that I'm going to accidentally.
I'm a very nice HR manager.
Oh, good. To be fair, our HR managers are really nice as well.
You'd say that, wouldn't you?
I have to say that. All right, Sylvia, welcome on in to the Tricky 10.
Here we go. 55 seconds about to go on the clock. Dave's going to ask you your 10 questions this morning. We know that every answer is a number between 1 and 10. And if you get that number right, like say, for example, the answer to a question is 4 and you're 100% sure it's 4, 4 will not come up as an answer elsewhere. Now, we can only accept your first answer. If you don't know an answer, make sure to give it a guess. And if you top the leaderboard, we'll sort you with a Ryanair voucher. If you get all 10 questions correct, we will sort you on the spot this morning with €2,000. How are you feeling? Are you good to go?
Good to go.
All right, Dave's going to ask your questions and count you in. Good luck from me.
All right, Sylvia, here we go. I'm going to ask your questions in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. What is 21 divided by 3?
7.
In the card game Uno, how many cards do you have left when you shout Uno?
1.
Adele's third album released in 2015 was called 20 what?
2.
How many letters are there in the top row of letters on a computer keyboard?
9.
Complete the name of this J.J. Abrams and Steven Spielberg film, Super What?
10.
How many teams are now left in the World Cup?
4.
The Euro went into circulation in Ireland in January of the year 2000 and what?
2.
How many films have there been in the Scary Movie film series?
5.
At Wimbledon, women play a maximum of how many sets per match?
4.
How many letters are there in the word Tipperary?
9.
Stop the clock. All right, Sylvia, how do you think you got on?
Oh, I don't know.
If you were to put a number on it?
4 or 5.
4 or 5.
Okay, cool. Let's top them up and see how you did there.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Five is what you got, Sylvia. Well done. That's her second score of 5 this morning. Maria was there as well. She scored 5 and 55 seconds an hour ago. But you did not hit time, so that puts you in the lead.
Yep, Sylvia, you're top of the leaderboard. You scored 5 in 52.18.
Wow, well done. Very nice, Sylvia. Very good. 52.18. See, it pays to be a little bit quicky.
Yeah.
Quicker. Okay, sorry for the HR manager on the phone. shouldn't have said quicky. All right, Sylvia, let's go through some of the answers you got wrong.
So Adele's third album released in 2015 was called 20 What? After 8 o'clock, the answer to the question from an album from a different year was 21. So I understand why you said 22. But actually, that answer was 25, that album. How many letters are there on the top row of letters on a computer keyboard? You were very close by guessing 9, but the answer is 10. The big film from J.J. Abrams and Steven Spielberg was called Super 8. And then you got the next few correct. Then we went down to Scary Movie. There's actually 6 films in the series at
this
stage.
There's a new one out of them, I think.
Yes.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, I saw that recently. Wimbledon, women play a maximum of how many sets per match? It's 3. Is that different to men?
Yeah, so in a Grand Slam, you'd have men would play 5, like the best of 5 sets, but as women would only play the best
Why?
Of 3 sets. But it's just because that's always the way it's been done in tennis.
Is that sexist?
No, it's more just like...
I'm just... A genuine question, is it like...
It's the same way that... It's the same reason that men and women don't run together in like the Olympics.
Okay,
it's just men are like, faster. Men are... You know what I mean?
Right.
But I do agree. Women could play the best of 5 sets. No
right,
matter.
Okay. I actually watched the final of that yesterday. It's such a weird archaic system. Like it's so royal and grand, the final,
it is,
isn't
very.
It? Yeah. And that's all the caught you out this morning. Spot on. Well
Not
done.
Not bad at all, Sylvia. I hope you feel good, do you?
Yeah, okay.
You're just okay? Not over the moon to be
it
top of the leaderboard?
It is different on the radio. It is different on the radio.
Why, I presume you do very well when you play not on the radio.
Yes.
What do you do?
I'm
you
sure
did you ever score a 10?
I don't think a 10, but maybe a 9.
Okay, very good. All right, well, listen, a 5 and 52.18 seconds is pretty good, and you should hold your head high. We will see how you get on throughout the rest of the week. Sylvia, have a fantastic day.
Perfect. Thank
Mind
you.
Yourself.
Thanks,
good luck.
Bye.
Okay, do you want to play tomorrow? Messages right now. The word tricky to 087-711-1038.
HR manager on the phone, and you're asking me, am I sexist because men should only play the 5 and not the 3? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God,
what are you trying to get me fired by Sylvia? I realise that I am the most hypocritical person in the world.
Okay.
I say, don't use ChatGPT, and I use it all the time. I say, don't play AI music on the radio, and now I want to play AI music on the radio.
Oh, surely not properly.
No,
that makes me sick. We don't play AI music on the radio,
David. I agree with you. And I did say to our boss when this was like kind of brought up, I was just like, I don't think we should be playing AI music on the radio. However... This is really good. No, I'm...
If you're talking about that bloody Puerto Rico song...
I'm not talking about that.
Well, that song, Go Away.
I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about actually, like, when AI kind of first really became popular, it started being used, and these videos went super viral. But last week we were talking about AI music, and I said I was really into this genre of music that was AI SpongeBob music. And everyone was like, what the hell are you talking about? And I was like, have you not been on that part of TikTok at all? This is, to be honest, it's probably 2 years old.
Right.
This kind of stuff. It is old, and it is AI, and I'm sorry, but it's really, really good, and it's SpongeBob characters singing incredibly famous songs.
Okay.
And I don't know what it is, but there's two characters, and it's Patrick Starr and Plankton, and they have the best voices for singing ever. And so I just want to bring you some clips.
Oh, that's okay. We can do that.
So here's the first one.
You are my fire, the one desire.
I can handle this.
Do you want to hear the chorus?
Yeah.
Sounds like this.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a
party.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why.
They are really good voices for
aren't they really, really
tunes.
Good?
Yeah. There's, I want Winnie the Pooh to do a song now tomorrow. Can we make that happen?
There's just some tunes that I just... I feel like Winnie the Pooh may... who's that DJ that everyone loves?
Oh, he are you talking things. About?
I adore you,
Fred again.
Yeah, Fred again.
It sounds a bit.
Oh, Bon-G-R sounds a little bit Winnie the Pooh sometimes.
They also did a cover of Lewis Capaldi, and again, it's just Patrick Plankton and a little bit of Mr. Krabs that I really, really like.
For now, the day believes.
Vince and I fall.
AI when it's used like that just for a laugh. Do you know what I mean? It's like, guys, imagine if the SpongeBob character sang Lewis Capaldi, it would sound like this. That's funny. I don't mind that.
But
just a laugh.
There was one song that I just really, 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 really liked, and I've listened to it in full, and I just have a little clip of it here, and it's Sam Smith's Too Good at Goodbyes, and it is fantastic.
Maybe we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbyes.
Dave, you are the person that came to the show like a few months ago being like, I am so frustrated with the AI songs on Spotify. I'm listening to them accidentally. I'm furious. How do I block them? Can we have an AI blocker on Spotify, please?
I did start this by saying I'm the most hypocritical person in the world, and I'm fully aware of it. However, just this once, I would like to play a full AI song on the radio.
No,
just this once.
No.
So, Emma, do you see that button in front of you? I have loaded that Sam Smith full version of Patrick Starr
Real
and Plankton.
People.
Patrick and Plankton singing Too Good at Goodbyes. And I think we should play it in full. Yeah, come on.
You must think that I'm stupid.
Enjoy this for 3 minutes.
God.
You must think that I'm a fool. You must think that I'm new to this, but I've seen this all before. But every time you let me to listen, I cry. And every time you leave me, a quicker this tears dry. And every time you walk out the list, I love you. Maybe we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbyes. I'm way too good at goodbyes. I know you're thinking I'm heartless. I know you're thinking I'm cold. But I'm just pretending. Protecting my soul. And I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean no most to me. Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even where I mean no most to you. In case you call and read me and it done. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
I'm ashamed. We're never doing that again. Ever, ever, ever,
can
ever.
I just say, can you imagine people who just tuned in and were just going, is that my radio or is that Patrick Starr and Plankton from SpongeBob singing Too Good at Goodbyes by Sam Smith? Yes, it was. You're
never
welcome.
Again, okay? A lot of people are annoyed over that. Never again. Speaking of summer, obviously we're in the thick of it at the moment. I get nervous around this time of the summer because you're like, oh, it's going a bit fast now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. When it's in July, I'm like, oh no.
Don't run away from me.
Listen,
obviously the iconic way to go out each and every summer is Electric Picnic.
It really is. And all this week we're teaming up with 3 Ireland to give you the prize of a lifetime with tickets for you and a friend for that festival, Electric Picnic, and so much more. Do you know what I like about this prize? Trimmings.
I love trimmings.
I love a few trimmings because there's loads of extra bits which you could win.
We'll get to that in a sec, but just so you know as well, if you do want to get Electric Picnic tickets, let's just say you don't win them here. Over the next few weeks, 3 will be hiding some of their money can't buy Electric Picnic golden tickets online for you to win.
Golden
so I say
tickets.
Check them out. Yeah, we want you to get sorted with the very first one, and the prize, like Dave mentioned, and the trimmings are incredible.
It's absolutely savage. You're talking 2 weekend passes for EP with your own luxury TP, side of stage and treehouse views for an artist of your choice. All the benefits 3 customers normally get, like access through the 3 charge and chill lounge and loads of festival merch as well, plus spending money.
Spending money is a huge game changer on that. We're playing a game all this week to try and get someone sorted with this on Friday. We definitely will get someone sorted with this on Friday. And up first this morning is Reese. Reese, how are you?
All good.
Yeah. Any crack? What do you have for the day?
I'm in work right now.
What do you do?
Plumbing.
You're a plumber. And you didn't get yourself sorted for Electric Picnic this year, no?
No.
It's
okay.
Mad, isn't it? Tickets tend to go on sale for Electric Picnic on like day 3 of the festival that's happening. So people are like, I'm broke. I already just spent all my money on this weekend. I can't afford to go and buy them now. So like, enough. It is spenny. It will be amazing to get there. Do you know the lineup in your head or is it just Electric Picnic you want to get to?
Yeah, I know a few of the names on it, yeah, but not on top of my head. Yeah, it's hard to look at, yeah.
All right, Rob Reese, we played you that clip. Because you're hot and you're Reese, what is that answer?
You're in and you're out.
You're in and you're out. I knew it was an opposite. I thought maybe it was warm and freezing or something like that.
Yeah. Okay, let's check if you're right. Because you're hot and you're cold. Yes, then you're in and you're out. Reese, big congratulations to you. You've won that €100. You're in the draw to win that massive EP golden ticket. All but thanks to 3. So on Friday morning,
cheers.
Here's how this is going to work. Just after 10 a.m, Leanne was going to be making the lucky call back. And if it's you that gets the call, you need to answer your phone with this very specific phrase.
Skip to the best bit. If you answer the phone saying, hello, Reese, you don't get it. Okay, so if it's on Friday and you get a phone call, answer with skip to the best bit and you will win the entire prize.
Okay, cheers, thank you.
All right, man, best of luck Friday.
Good
see
luck,
ya.
Reese.
All right, cheers.
Bye. Loads more chances to get yourself qualified across the day on Spin as well. Michaela's here in about 15 minutes. She'll tell you how to get in on her show across the day as
very
well.
Very nice.
You could be skipping to the best bit at Electric Picnic with 3. That prize will go off on Friday. Good luck.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
From Geico Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. Tonight's top worry. If something happens to your apartment and you need to, like, stay in a hotel and pay for it, that would be crazy, right? Art Palpitations has more.
That would be crazy, Tammy, but you got surprisingly affordable renter's insurance through Geico, so it could be covered, giving you peace of mind.
Aww, I love a story that ends well.
Next up, love stories. Are they all they're cracked up to be?
It feels good to worry less. It feels good to Geico.